Look, man, we're here to talk about films, okay?
And this is case, four guys.
One film. Fuck horror movies. I don't know why they're a genre. I don't know who's paying to see these things. It's like you... I think they're a waste of breath and time. Like, these directors that only do, like, horror movies, they need to, like, fucking get out of here.
That's such a closed-minded statement.
I've seen a lot.
That's insane, bro. Yeah.
I can't believe it. I don't like the premise. There's no class to a horror movie.
How can you be an enjoyer of film yet reject a genre full, you know, outright just like that?
It's because I'm Christian.
No, you're not. I know you're not.
Let's be honest. There's some substance to that statement. A lot of the horror movies out there are not the best. I don't like them. I mean,
a lot of rom-com movies aren't the best.
And I can agree with that.
A lot of action movies aren't the best.
I can agree with that. But just if we're looking at all the sections and subsections of film, that's like the worst fucking genre.
Okay, yeah, but that's your opinion. But explain to me why you don't like them. Because I feel like for the most part
they're all cheap. It's all predictable. It's all like the same five fucking tropes. And I get it. All the other genres have the five same fucking tropes of like the same five things. It's gonna be they have a four. It's very formulaic, and it's only really being like grotesque to be grotesque. You know what scares me? Fucking taxes.
Yeah, everything everywhere all at once.
Death and taxes.
Huh? Death and taxes. I'm like, but fucking. Fucking Chainsaw Massacre or like Saw movies or fucking even some of the movies that you guys talk about, like, oh, these are great horror movies. They do not appeal to me.
Yeah, somebody chased Gator with a fucking Uncle Sam outfit and an audit paperwork, and he's done, bro.
He wakes up sweating.
No, I'm not scared of an audit. I'm scared of just like taxes, period. I could deal with an audit. Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
I feel like Nick wants
not,
to say
not
something.
Nick Cook.
I was just going to say that, you know, people watch horror movies because they're so used to their pedophile uncles fucking chasing them throughout their childhood. So they're scared. But no, fuck. I was just itching to make a joke.
Ha ha.
I was like, you just got to escape from the reality.
I'll give you that, though, Gator. All the tropes, they're done way too often. The jump scares. They're relying completely on, you know, the fucking cinematography where it's dark, it's creepy.
Even the horror movies that we've kind of, or the suspenseful movies that we've watched here on the pod, I have not enjoyed.
You don't like Cure?
No.
Well, all right. How about give us an example of a horror movie that you did enjoy, somewhat at least. You can't just across the board say you hate it all.
Scary movie.
I knew you were going to fucking say that. I knew. Fuck you, man. Scary movie. Jesus
the
Wayans Christ.
Brothers did a fantastic job with those.
Yeah, until Warner Brothers fucking ruined it.
Yes,
after,
yeah,
like,
Warner Brothers.
Third
really,
one or
Warner Brothers really.
But on a real note, yes. All right, you know, let's forget the Wayans Brothers. Yes, are the first two scary movies good?
They're fantastic.
Yes, they are, but they are not horror movies.
No,
okay?
Not at all. Yeah, but it's a parody on the whole genre, which is in itself kind of still part of it.
Let me list a few good horror movies that I think are good.
Okay.
And then I want to
see. I appreciate the fact that you said you think they're good.
Yeah, I think they're good. Okay, number one, The Ring.
I think it's just good because it's a classic, but it scares nobody.
It scared the shit out of me, man. I mean, when you actually see the tape and then you see the symbol of the ring pop up for like half of a second, that doesn't bring chills to your bones.
No. Because again, I feel like I feel like there's nothing in this world that scares me to that extent where I'm like I'm scared.
Other than taxes,
because you can't avoid taxes. You can avoid everything else.
Okay, yeah, what's another good?
You can avoid Diddy. You can't avoid the IRS. Yeah.
really can't. That's probably how he's gonna go to jail through the IRS.
What's the next movie?
All right, next one. Hereditary.
That one was creepy.
I was like, oh, dude, it almost made me vomit. That's a good fucking movie. That was fucking scary. I'm like, that doesn't...
Hey, now you're taking what I said out of context, okay? This guy's talking about The Substance, which just came out.
Yes.
And yes, it's kind of a horror movie. Andre, would you say it's a horror movie? It's body horror. Yeah, it's body horror. But, you know, there were some comedic stuff in there, all right?
I mean, body horror, because I haven't seen it. So is it like fucking Human Centipede? Is it Tusk? Like, what are we talking
about? You just see... You know, transformation of the female body and like bones breaking and flesh ripping apart. And
typical man transforming the female body, but not the male body.
It was a female.
Can
director.
I interject that
typical
like
typical woman?
I feel like bye-bye. Isaac's trying to make a point and he's going nowhere with it.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I lost inspiration. George, you're a piece of shit. Nick, I hate you.
It's okay.
Bro, you just can't hate on a whole fucking genre. There's some good ones out there.
It's so funny because Isaac is like, oh, fuck the horror genre. And he's only seen like 5 horror movies.
I've seen like
15. Do you know which horror movie like transformed, I think, like being able to appreciate it for me? Like, I'm just really now starting to be okay with them. I used to be a little bitch
about Paranormal Activity.
No, actually, I still haven't seen that one.
Me neither.
For me, it was Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, like, my God.
There's people who love that movie, and there's people who hate it. And that's fine, but I think that it was just such a shock factor to me how they like transformed. Like, I was just like, wow, cool, another fucking basic ass slasher film.
And then they destroy all the tropes that you were expecting.
Destroy everything, fucking twist it around into some ritual fucking bullshit crap, and then start bringing out like really cool monsters and like get really intricate with the designs of like the unicorn and everything else. You're like, holy crap. So like that's why I liked it, because
Merman.
You just see like, holy shit, like, this is a movie where they put in some thought. Like, that was, to some extent, that's...
And Sigourney Weaver at the end.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's where I agree with Isaac, is I am tired of movies, like, and that doesn't just go for horror movies, but movies in general where they just kind of regurgitate an easy trope, regurgitate, like, a basic generic plot that worked 20 years ago and just recycle everything.
Like...
You know? Like, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm. To add, like, to that conversation, I think the last... I think quality horror movie was probably Paranormal Activity. That one actually felt...
Nah, man. If you say some stupid shit like that, it's because you haven't been out in the theaters for the last 10, 14 years to actually look...
You haven't proved me wrong. Like, you've showed me Cure. You've shown me all of the shit.
No, but these are movies from, like, the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just showing you stuff that I like. It doesn't fit your mold.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, modern day, recent horror films have actually kind of... I mean, they say, you know, quote unquote elevated horror, but I just think they're just adding another level of like.
See, but like that gore, like we say, like breaking psychology. Bone, eating flesh, like that doesn't like.
Yeah, but one thing though. Is me saying that, mm-hmm. and then the other thing is you're actually watching the film, because in this example, The Substance, the film is about how, you know, a woman does whatever she can to become young again to fit the standards of modern day beauty standards. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the whole thing about the movie.
Okay,
and so the whole thing about, you know, seeing that kind of horror, it's just an exaggeration of how a woman has to change her body to fit these standards.
Yeah.
So, you know, go ahead.
I know that I couldn't watch that kind of movie because I know that type of like gore horror kind of does get me like in a weird psychological way for whatever reason. But I can appreciate when a movie actually finds a topic that's very real like that, like female beauty standards or just beauty standards in general. And finds a way to creatively kind of express it through
media. But to me, it doesn't sound like creatively, because it just sounds like they're just now adding a shock factor to something that I think is actually scary and important to talk about. Like, how is that adding substance that
but the thing is, you're already criticizing a film you've never seen.
But I think, I think you could argue the same thing though for like war movies, right? Like, you know, you think about Saving Private Ryan, like the idea of people who are KIA or missing in action in general and stuff like that. Like, And the efforts that we should go to try to like save some of those guys instead of just saying like, oh, here's your flag. Yeah, I don't know what happened to your husband, your son, your wife, your daughter, whatever. It's like, instead, like that doesn't ever really happen. There might be one instance of like something like Saving Private Ryan happening in real life, but we make a bunch of war movies that show things like Fury and Saving Private Ryan and The Hurt Locker about like these amazing soldiers, this group of band of people who stood their ground and whatever. It's like, we don't really do too many realistic war movies about like how mundane war can be for like the people out there.
Yeah. I would disagree. There's a lot of realistic.
Oh yeah, there's plenty, but those aren't the ones that get any.
And actual, I've seen like, them. Talk.
Have you? No, Band of Brothers. Have you seen that show? It's fantastic. I don't know. You like that shit? Like,
yeah, but that's a short series.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different. They're like an hour and a half each episode. They're not short series. And there's
it's not a movie.
You get
but
more
each,
time.
To but each it. Fucking, but if you look at the show, it's each fucking episode is a different story about a real life account that happened.
See, but I feel like that's not even on topic of what we're trying to discuss.
Yeah, the general point is that sometimes you have to use shock factor. Like, I don't think that, you know, like comedians do it too. Like, they'll say the most heinous, like sexist. You know, we joke around with jokes here too on the pod, and like you say it because you want to elicit people to have a reaction. You want people to actually like react to you, because then they might be actually listening to what you're about to say. You know, if all of a sudden, even whether you're mad at me or you're happy at me, at least now you're listening. You know? And so I think that horror does that a lot. Like, they really try to focus on how do they gain your attention. And a lot of the times, you're right, Isaac, it is shock factor. Some things I know I can't handle, but other times, like with Cabin in the Woods and stuff like that, where it was fun shocking. It was like, whoa, I really enjoyed that personally. Mm-hmm. Or like other movies, like, I don't want to be too generic because I know everybody loves Silence of the Lambs, and I know everybody loves to talk about that one. I get it. I'm not going to stay on it for too long, but just watching the shock for me wasn't even like the gore. It was the delivery. Like Sir Anthony Hopkins, like just watching him like dissect open a brain in front of Clarice, like, it was insane. There's just I remember I couldn't even tear my eyes away from the screen. I couldn't mm-hmm. blink. I just felt like I was enthralled.
Yeah, see, I feel like that movie really changed things in the genre, because I don't know how many movies before that was like both horror but then also at the same time thriller,
yes.
detective, you know what I mean? I mean, there obviously were like Cure, but that one really stuck out.
I mean, you can make a point that Seven is similar to
Seven. Absolutely. Yeah, you know? Seven was definitely influenced by a movie like Cure. And then even the most recent film, Long Legs,
yeah,
obviously influenced by these kinds of movies.
I still haven't seen it. Is it?
It didn't really land. It didn't really land like I wanted it to. I think the ride was good for like the first two-thirds, and then it just falls apart.
It fell flat.
What's that other one? It was a foreign film. I think it was in Spanish. It was something When Evil Lurks?
I've heard.
Do you watch that?
I haven't seen it, but
I haven't seen it, but I heard a lot of good things about it. Maybe that should be one we can check out soon.
See, but you know, that's the thing about the horror genre is that people try to like minimize it by like, you know, oh, Freddy Krueger, this and that. Yeah. But it's so vast, just like all these other
genres. One of the ones that I think, like, you know, just that scared me personally, like, holy shit, what would I do in this situation? Because, I mean, kind of like Isaac, like, I don't think if I saw Freddy Krueger or something like that, like I want to say I'm not as afraid of something like that, because I'm just such a realistic person. I'm like, that shit ain't real. Serial killers are real. Don't get me wrong. But also, it's like, if I was afraid of serial killers, I couldn't walk out my door, because the odds of, especially in like a place like LA County, Orange County, with the amount of people we run into, you've ran into a serial killer. You've ran into a murderer. Absolutely.
You think so? I think they're pretty rare.
If you go to a mall, serial killer, maybe not as much nowadays, but like someone who's murdered, or someone who's at least committed mass murder, at least more than one person in their lifetime. If you go to a mall and like you stay there for a large amount of time, the odds that one person there has at least murdered a person or multiple is high.
What?
Yeah, like there's like
so, hey, fact check this. I don't believe it. There's a statistic that I read.
I think
I believe it.
I think it was like if you spend 10 hours in a mall, the idea that you've walked past someone who's taken a life, and it could have been in self defense.
See, but like
it could have been in stuff like that, or it could have been like, and especially after all this time, 28 years of your life living.
How long ago did you see the study?
This was, I think, like 4 years ago.
See, that's when malls were still prevalent. Like,
Well, okay.
All right, disproven.
He's like, I don't know if you've been a main place lately.
He's like, have you seen Westminster Mall?
Yeah.
That shit's like, fucking dead.
Brick and mortar, you know, fucking.
It's okay,
company,
George. It's okay, George.
They're a dying breed, bro.
Okay, so if you were doing a shoe drop on Nike, or, you know, at one of those guys who was scalping you, he's a murderer.
We get the point, but I don't know why Isaac's being fucking nitpicky about everything.
I don't know, if you didn't talk to me in numbers.
But that point is, I'm not afraid of like those guys, but like another movie to talk about. Like,
you have to have like three black belts in Taekwondo.
It's not even that. Like, for me, it's like, have you guys ever seen As Above, So Below?
No. That's an older one though.
That one creeped me out.
That's the one, the one in France, where the catacombs.
The catacombs in Paris. Mm. And so like that idea of like being lost, and like then, and but like one thing is like wilderness survival when you're lost, but when you're lost in a place like the catacombs, and all of a sudden like you're watching like them like lose their mind, you're watching them see some crazy shit, you're watching like them react and like they're dying, like things that aren't making sense are happening. Like, there's a couple of movies that are like that, like The Cave, and where they are like, they're beings and monsters that are down because it's below the certain depth of the ocean or whatever. But even just something as simple as that one, where you're just like, I'm in a really vast, unfamiliar place, the likelihood of my death is extremely high.
Yeah, like The Descent. That movie fucked me up.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
The Descent is a great example as well.
And The Caves.
So that's what I like about scary horror.
But would that be considered horror, or would that be considered suspense?
I feel like, well, I know As Above, So Below.
It's a subcategory within pretty similar things.
Kind of no, like I think suspense and horror is I think two different things.
The same thing like we talked about with true crime. Like Seven could be categorized as a thriller, horror, like to some extent. Yeah. You could start saying it's true crime. You can start saying it's like a noir film. Like, everything has subsets, right?
Well, the way everything has subsets, but the way I categorize a movie is like, what is it mostly about? Is it either horror?
Yeah, but they're like, not mutually exclusive.
No, I know.
But like, if the movie's like three quarters suspense, and I'm going to consider that a suspense movie, considered then like the last section just be horror.
I would say with As Above, So Below.
I think you just want to shit on horror so bad that you're trying to categorize it separately. I don't know.
I can't.
Yet to prove your point. Why do you hate them so much?
I already told you. It's cheap for the most part. It's like it's not scary at all. I'm going to sit here to pay for a 2-hour long fucking movie that makes zero fucking sense. I'm not scared of some guy walking up to me.
Isaac, I already said this, man.
Because it's true. give me a different. You haven't proved to me why they're good either.
I feel like I'm not. It's not going to work. We're not going to prove anything.
There's just so many, though. It's like, you can't just say across the board they're all terrible. Like, all right, Midsommar, that's more of a psychological thriller. But the first time I watched it, it still fucked me up because I was like, holy shit.
Remember the beginning? You see the dead sister?
What's scarier than a fucking cult and being like...
It fucked me. Like, talking about like Midsommar, I don't like saying Midsommar. I think that's... I'm sorry. I think it might actually be that way.
I can't pronounce things, so it doesn't...
But,
I think that's the one time you actually...
No, you're right. I just don't say it that way. But like that movie was an example. When we watched it together, that one fucked me up because like the opening scene is suicide in a very dark way. And like that one, that's again a movie where it's like it's a fucking shock. Where it's like if you were having a bad day and you watch someone like kill themselves in a violent way, you're like Jesus.
And that director in particular really knows how to create dead bodies that are disturbing to look at.
Yeah, and he held on for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, just a little
on her face.
A little long, yeah,
and like just zoomed out. Oh my god.
Yeah. See, like that kind of imagery sticks with you.
It does,
right?
Yeah. You know, you can almost see that just as much as any of the other scenes in the movie.
Right. Right.
See, what made that like movie very like appealing in a way where I'm like I liked it because it was so horrifying was the fact that she so easily turned on her partner and decided, hey, you know what? These people make me feel welcome enough that I'm going to let them kill you.
Yeah.
Like, and that's something that not necessarily like your partner is going to turn on you where they're going to kill you or let you die, but it just as easily like someone, let's say it's your love of your life and then they're just...
You're like, fighting to protect them and then they turn on you.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's a very real thing. Yeah. And it just kind of like fucked me up.
It's scary to see what a human being can do under specific circumstances.
Exactly.
That's the scary part. It doesn't have to be like, holy shit, I'm terrified. It's just...
Yeah, no, it wasn't like, oh my God.
Makes you think about something. See, and Isaac's not even listening to it.
See, no, there was no jump scares.
I literally Googled, is suspense and horror considered the same genre in film? And they're not.
Are you still on that? God fucking damn it. Move along, Gator.
I'm not moving on.
We're not saying that.
Because... I could shit on a whole fucking genre.
No, I get that, but you're so caught up in the specifics,
Isaac,
of like,
so this is the categorization. Like, it doesn't matter.
Understandable, brother.
That's
understandable.
What I'm saying,
but like when you guys are talking to me about a suspenseful movie and a horror movie, those are two different things.
So but like again, Midsommar is not a suspense. Yeah, there's suspense in it, just like there's suspense in Mad Max Fury Road, but that isn't a suspense.
I don't know
movie.
What suspense is Mad Max.
So look, I think what you're saying is that you're categorizing these, you know, movies that have this specific trope that are focused fully on gore and fully on jump scares and all those things, and those suck. And I agree with you.
What is considered a traditional horror movie, I think, is absolutely horrible.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that there's
two different things, though.
Yeah, but not every traditional horror movie is bad, though.
That's like saying apple juice and orange juice are the same thing, in my opinion.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about anymore.
You lost me a
little
bit.
Here's the thing, though. I think you're talking about movies like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street.
He's thinking like it's got to be Winnie the Pooh, Bloody Honey. Like,
it's
like,
got to
like
be Scream.
Sounds like you're talking about slasher films.
No. Yes. I'm also talking about what the fuck is that one movie that's like Aliens or some shit like that?
Aliens?
No.
That's a great movie.
Alien versus
Alien
Romulus?
See, the first Alien is it a horror
movie? It is a horror movie.
The Pred Aliens.
Hold up. I'll tell you right now. But like movies like that are just like they're trying to really like, oh.
Okay, you know what?
Signs.
That one too.
The Thing. The Thing is an amazing horror
movie. No, not The Thing.
Love that movie.
Great horror movie.
Great horror movie.
Because again, it's the idea of like, yes, there is gore in it. There is a creature, but that's not what's scary. It's who is it?
Who is it?
It's the idea it could be any one of you fucks, you know? And of course it'd be a Latino because...
Full disclosure, we're all Latino.
We just don't like him, though.
So Alexis identifies with his Japanese side, though. It's crazy. Only when it's convenient.
Hey, I can use it. Don't be jealous because you can't.
Okay? Yeah, that's true.
No, I am jealous.
See, Isaac's still thinking about
that. Oh, it was The Fourth Kind. Like I've seen The Fourth Kind. I've seen Arrival.
Arrival is good.
Arrival was not a horror movie, but Arrival was good.
Yeah.
Like Arrival is what you would call a complete suspense movie. Like it's,
right,
it was a thriller. Like to some extent, I don't even call it that. Just sci-fi, really.
Yeah,
because there was really sci-fi. like the theme and the music at some points can be a little scary. Like they made you feel like, are they gonna jump scare me? But it never happened. It was just a good movie.
Well, yeah,
I mean, like Arrival.
Yeah, they had a little bit of elements of suspense though. Like, why are they here? Are they?
Yeah,
here
no, exactly. You that's the theme around it. You're just like, is it going to be one of those?
But Andre just kind of brought up a good topic, which is there's a big difference between American horror films and European horror films,
or even Japanese horror films,
or even Japanese horror films. Exactly.
Like I can't speak about European. I can speak about Japanese, and
you can't because you've only seen.
Wait,
like
wait.
Two.
Give me a good example of European one because I'm trying to think and I'm like.
There's a very well known film called Martyrs, which I haven't seen, but it's apparently very explicit and very
sexually explicit. Or
God, Andre, like that movie's about like two women, right, who like get abused and they're
so like the first half is like full
horror, so it's like Clockwork Orange. I think I've seen trailers for that one. I haven't seen it though. He's like manipulating them and like torturing them and like in their home and
and that's very disturbing. And then another one that I find really horrible is one called Funny Games. Not because it's a bad movie, but just because the experience that you go through, it's not terrifying, but it's horrible to see what happens to this family, you know, how they you know, the things that they go through, essentially. Like, it's scary to watch because it's like you as a person, you're like, I can't be in this situation. Like, this is so disgusting. This is bad. And but you just keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's awful what you see.
Wait, is it Funny Games? You said
yeah, it's called Funny Games.
Is that Funny People?
But is that enjoyable?
Because every Adam Sandler movie is a horror.
It's not enjoyable to me.
QB Halloween.
It's not that's enjoyable, but it's an experience, you know. And I'm all about having an experience, whether it, you know, it's a negative or positive feeling. Yeah. You know,
you'd rather go to a movie and elicit a extreme reaction, whether it's positive or negative. And I get that. It's like the last thing I want is to go to a movie. I'm like, did I actually just waste my money?
That's exactly. Funny.
That was my argument on Old Boy because people have like it's such an explicit nature and like
a crazy topic.
But I'm like, it made me feel something, not something good, but I felt something. Yeah. I was just like, fuck, dude.
And if anything, it might just solidify that you yourself are regular.
Don't want to fuck your daughter.
That
damn it.
That you're just a regular human being who would not do something horrible like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so. I think that's the cool part about horror films, that they push these boundaries and they make you see things that you normally wouldn't want to see.
Right.
And at the end, you always come out with like, oof, you know, like that was crazy.
And I think horror, like one of the things that might speak to why some of us don't appreciate it as much. I know, like for me, it's been a growing thing. It's been a journey to try to appreciate it because my girlfriend loves horror movies. So like there were times where like I just had to step up and be like, I know how much she wants to see a horror movie right now. I've been making her watch the things I want to watch. Like, I got to step up. I got to watch something, right? It's time for me to, like, you know. It's time for me to dick off. No. But anyway, what's it called?
That's gross.
For me,
soundbite.
For me, what I really wanted to do is kind of try to analyze that. Like, I see it as, I don't want to get too into, like, personal with her, especially without her permission, but, like, she has a lot of anxiety. She's had a lot of anxiety throughout her life.
He's
and I know,
putting that out.
I know.
Yeah, he's just, I don't want to get too personal.
No, I mean, that's why. I don't, that's as much as I'm going to leave. And I think a lot of her friends, too, and a lot of the people who really enjoy horror are people who like are able to kind of go on that journey of anxiety. Like, because I feel like it's the same thing for comedy movies, right? If you're living a very stressful life and you don't find a release to laugh, you crave comedy. You're like, I need something that's going to make me laugh, something that's going to make me like unwind. You know, or I need an action movie that's gonna make me go whoa and just throw me. But if you're pent up in some sort of like whether it's fear, anxiety, whatever, you're scared about something that's going on in your life, you're nervous about something, getting a good scare in and feeling that release of like all of those emotions allows you to kind of help process and push that away in your personal life and what you're personally dealing with. So someone like Isaac, who's really good at dealing with stress, who's got a lot of stress in his life, who has no need to add additional stress and trauma through like the experiences that are going on in a horror movie, of course I can understand why these aren't going to resonate with you. Just like someone who is like a comedian always says, I don't want to watch comedies. That's my life. Mm-hmm. All I do is make jokes, and they love horror movies.
So you're saying that Isaac is always in a horror movie every single that's day.
The taxes, brother.
The taxes. Always no, on his
I think,
ass.
I think
P. Diddy can't stop talking to him.
Hey, dude. You know, he's trying to get that. I'm trying to get that million, you know?
Hey.
Hey.
Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got
to
do.
Let's just say I supplied
including going to one of the dinner parties.
Hey, hey. Let me just tell you right now, I supplied half the baby off. Oil.
Yeah, he's got the baby oil.
You need some? You hit your boy up. I still got like a whole palette, but no, I think with a horror movie, it has to be realistic. It can't like I think it throws me off at the point that it just becomes like just shock factor. I feel like if it's realistic to a point with a little bit of shock, but when it just like wow, like it just like they went too over the top where it just doesn't feel real.
Where can I ask? Where
like Silence of the Lambs, like Silence of the Lambs, when he's like, I could imagine a creepy fuck opening up a guy's fucking brain. That is like
it's probably happened.
It's probably it's happened. Real. Like yeah. That feels like realistic. It feels like it could happen. I feel like you know what? Fuck! If this actually, if I actually saw somebody doing this, this scares the shit out of me. But if I'm gonna go watch like suspend. What was the show? The movie you just watched that just came out?
The Substance.
The Substance, and you're telling me like. Body, like, oh, you know what's scary? Yeah, the fact that, like, women do have to go through, like, all these body dysmorphia, what's going on, and then they're trying to change it, but then, oh, it becomes, she becomes, like, a grotesque, sorry,
like
a
monster, grotesque,
yeah. A monster.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah. Why, that doesn't sound appealing to me, that doesn't even sound realistic.
Yeah, but, like, not fair. Every movie that we watch to me has either. To be realistic, though. Yeah. It's like, we watch movies to escape from reality and, like, not have to deal with
And what's funny about that film is I think my wife enjoyed it a lot more than I did. Because there are things that she goes through as a woman that she understands more, obviously more than I ever would, and the movie really.
Hey, but you're beautiful. That's why.
Thank you, buddy.
You don't deal with that.
Thank you, buddy. I
but
appreciate
you know what's interesting is, I guess to give Isaac a little bit of love, real quick. What's the tropes you guys don't like? Like for me, one that I
jump scares.
Sorry, not tropes. What kind of horror movies do you guys dislike? Because for me. All of the religious horror movies, where it's like The Nun,
the
Conjuring, Exorcism, like, yes, I can agree that Annabelle and all those, they're scary. I'm not going to say they're not. But I know that technically if you are religious, like, it says that demons, the devil, and all of those things are going to come for you. But it's like the idea that, like, you're getting fucked that hard in the ass by a devil and nobody's actually, like, witnessing this.
This is the end. This
like,
is the end.
That's my point. Like, I feel like it'd be something like, this is the end. It's not going to be like The Conjuring where it's like, oh yeah, there was this one family and for whatever reason, only this one, these two people are the only ones who have any recollection that all this shit happened to them. And we're going to tell you this right now. It's like, no.
This week on Dragon Ball.
It's elevated as fuck. Like, the piano slid over because there was an earthquake story. And you're just like, ha ha ha.
Are you sure that wasn't your ass moving it, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, pretty sure. Passion of the Christ. Another one. Not the best, you know?
Hey, they're making a sequel, man.
he comes kidding. Back.
I'm not even kidding. Mel Gibson is doing it.
Hey, he fucking killed it the first one.
Blazing Saddles. Sequel. That one's a scary movie.
Young Frankenstein.
Well, I mean, one of my favorites was definitely Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Hell yeah.
Great way to take care of it.
And it's a parody, literally, of every horror movie ever.
Oh, so when he says that, but I say scary movie, it's crazy.
Yeah, but no, this one has like actual horror. No, and not like the first two scary movies. All the other ones suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can all agree on that.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
But Tucker and Dale versus Evil, like, it was literally, like, scary movie was scary themes in a complete comedy movie. Versus Tucker and Dale versus Evil was a horror movie where it was just like.
Comedic characters.
Like, comedic characters that could not. For the life of them, like, escape the realities of
they
what
could
was
not
happening.
Escape they could, the tropes. They like, they didn't want to be the tropes, but they're literally, like, unwillingly.
They plugged two characters from a different movie and put it into this scary movie.
Yeah,
and
it was that, like having...
That's what made it work.
It made it feel like you were watching, like, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy or some shit in the middle of one of those. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, scary movies too blatant. It's literally getting the fucking
it starts to make you feel like movie 43 or
The Grudge and, like, throwing them in there.
Yeah, see, but those are fun. I like to watch those. And to your point, yeah, I'm not really a fan of those religious stuff. But actually, funny enough, when I watch any, like, sort of religious scary movie, it already freaks me the fuck out just because religion is associated to it.
Yeah.
And that's just a childhood thing because, you know, I was raised in the
Bible. And it's very real still in
funny
like
enough,
our lives.
I was going to say the same thing. The first, like, the first Exorcist that I watched as a kid, I was horrified because I was like, this is real. This could happen. You could get demonic possession because I was so
and they
like,
left
indoctrinated
your demons
with
inside you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. And I was just like, "Oh my god, this is a documentary
you know what?
Of what happened." So.
This is why he's a degenerate at times.
Yeah, still. The demon's still there.
Gotta take him out.
And he's in his pants. I can see him right now.
So if you guys know any priests, you know, could exercise me, let me know.
Another good one is Master of Disguise. I mean, a guy.
Classic.
That can be multiple people.
It could be one of us.
I mean, that's devil work.
Think about it.
Obviously.
Turtle.
What's some non-horror movies that were scary for you? Like, just the premise or, like, the idea of, like, what the fuck? Like
Phone Booth.
Phone Booth was actually a pretty... That was a suspenseful, but that was, like, just the idea that you can get repped. Yeah, have you guys ever seen that one?
No.
Was that Jake Gyllenhaal or was that...
That's the guy that plays the penguin.
Colin Farrell.
Oh, it was Colin Farrell. That's how young he was.
Sorry, it's Colin Farrell.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Colin Farrell Williams.
I'm just kidding.
Colin Farrell Williams did a great job in that one.
But that shit was like, dude, fuck that.
Yeah, because
that feels kind of realistic. I'm like, some
especially
guy just
nowadays with school shooter shit, where it's like you could just be the wrong place at the wrong time, and here you are like threatened. No, because so the premise of that movie is
there's a shooting like every 3 days. It's
he gets caught up inside a phone booth. Why would you say it like that? No, because this is the whole point. Is the,
George, you're laughing at a serious matter?
Yeah.
Kids die.
Why would you say it
kids
like
die.
That? That's what I'm
this
fucking.
George, is not funny, George.
It's like when you were talking about Old Boy and about all that pedophile shit, bro. I don't know. It's disgusting.
You're fucking crazy, George.
That's weird, George. Anyway, we're gonna move on.
I'm gonna pay for your better help because you need help. You need Jesus. All
right. If you guys need professional therapy at a low cost, use code 4Guys.
One film.
For no therapy because we're not sponsored.
They're like, fuck those 4Guys.
Can we get sued for this?
No, because I said not a sponsor.
Right.
And but also, anyway, we're giving them like kind of like a free slot.
Yeah, so. You know.
Also, please follow us at our social medias.
But yeah, movies like that, like Phone Booth, where the whole premise of it, just to not spoil too much, but so George understands where we're coming from, is a dude goes basically gets wrapped up in a scheme where he's the one inside a phone booth, answers a call from a guy basically saying like, you need to follow my instructions or else I'm either gonna kill people or kill you. He's automatically responsible for like something terrible that's gonna happen.
And then Colin Farrell's like, ah, you're bullshitting me, guy.
And so, then he starts showing him.
So
he's
similar
not.
To the what's the Keanu one? Speed? Is it Speed?
What kind of like in the sense of like you're wrapped up in a situation where multiple people are gonna die. But this is a sniper.
All right, you make a good point.
But this is like George. A sniper training a gun on you, and people are like, where the fuck are the sniper coming from? So it's like, I think that one they did a really like a much better job than Speed of playing up the suspense, which made it seem scary. Like for me, I was gonna think more of like something like imagine living like the world of like the Hunger Games. Like it's crazy, it's like a child like book and whatever, but having to realize that, oh shit, like your life can be thrown away just because and go into just fucking
battle royale
with kids. That's like fucking, it's crazy.
The original's better than Hunger Games. Don't watch fucking
Hunger
Games.
Battle royale.
Damn, you're right. He looks so young.
He does, dude.
Yeah.
I've never seen this movie.
Dude, it's
Jesus
fucking good.
Christ.
It's really
Joel Schumacher. That's it.
That's
no,
the
it's
penguin?
A really good movie.
He directed Batman Forever.
It's a really good movie.
Oz Cobb.
Lexus, right now, I'm telling you, hard recommend.
I'm putting it on the watch list right now.
Yeah.
You know what's a really good horror movie that isn't scary at all to me? Dracula with Gary Oldman and Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder.
I haven't seen that one.
I love the whole look, the whole aesthetic of that film. Just like the fucking, the stylist, the wardrobe people, they just created such a world. And Coppola just a gorgeous movie all around. And, you know, the way that it was so, it was really faithful to the material, to the original Dracula book, which was really amazing. And, I mean, Keanu Reeves was not the best actor.
To this day,
he's just really cool.
You know what's another movie that comes to mind?
I wasn't done with my point, but you really need to see Dracula. Yeah,
I'll check it out.
You want to say something, George?
No. Have you ever watched Queen of the Dam?
Yeah,
the aesthetic is fantastic, and the soundtrack, but it's not a good
soundtrack.
Movie. It's not a good movie.
I would argue, and this one's gonna piss you off a little bit. Maybe I'm hoping it doesn't. Just let me cook.
Let's see.
Ash versus Evil Dead. Especially Evil Dead 2.
What do you mean? I love those movies.
No, I'm saying that it isn't scary. Like, it's a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, no. Those aren't scary at all.
But, like, the aesthetic is super dope. Yeah, okay. I'm just wanting to make sure.
Yeah.
I know, like, the Evil Dead Rises. That one was a little scary for sure. Like,
the one before that, Evil Dead, which was, like, the remake or whatever, that one was more... Like,
even more?
Terrifying.
You know what?
And I was worried about those.
You know what's another movie that scared the shit out of me? Inception.
That's what got you?
Yeah.
Did you say Inception?
Inception. I don't know why.
Not Insidious?
My head was like Insidious.
Yeah, I was thinking,
no.
I was like, wait, he didn't say
got
Inception,
everybody.
Right?
Not a horror movie, Inception.
But no, I like that.
Can I tell you why?
Go ahead.
I feel like in my crazy ass fucking head, I can Inception myself and go through like layers like that.
You just get lost in the sauce.
And then the IRS is chasing you.
It's just the IRS.
Nah, it wouldn't be the IRS.
It's like the Matrix where
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Isaac.
Mr. Perrone.
Yeah.
You didn't finish your taxes.
Yeah. It's just your
technically.
If your little brother does that to him, oh man. That'd be
dude,
great.
Fucking Chris dressed up as Neo?
Mm. I'm actually going to do that this year.
Oh, you going to be Neo?
Shit. I'm going to be Neo this year.
No, Chris, I think Chris would be a better look for that.
Do it. I want to see. We can do a Neo off.
Damn, bro.
Neo off.
It's because he has the look. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he has the look.
He does have the totally. Look for it.
We could all just be Agent Smith, and then you're
and then I'm Neo.
No,
I'm
see, Alexis Neo. Looks more like an Agent Smith.
I need a Trinity, though. Who's going to be my Trinity?
If I have
not
to.
Your wife?
No, I need one of you guys to
come
do
on,
it.
Guess who his wife is going to play. It's obvious.
The Oracle?
Or the Morpheus.
Fuck? Morpheus! Come on, even he knew.
Come on. As this podcast has been going, Isaac and I have just gone lower and lower.
I'm comfy, man.
That's
honestly.
What you like to see. Get low with
it's
it.
Crazy. We're just getting low. But
yeah, what other settings?
What do you think is worse, though? Like, you're missing a part of your trip, or you come back and then you're like, oh, fuck, now I'm missing work. You know?
And you're in class, and everybody's laughing and pointing at your small wiener.
Right, right. And then it's like, it's not even cold. It's actually really hot.
I don't think that any of that's like all that bad.
Or you got a chubby, and they call you up to the class, and you have to, you know, do some math. Right. You can't do math.
And then nobody notices that you have a chubby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's horrible.
You're talking about from personal
except for that
experience?
Creepy boy. He notices.
Nah, man.
They always notice.
Just dreams. All right, let's get back on topic. Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fuck scary movies, honestly. Like.
Yeah, I mean, you've done nothing to convince us that you're right.
You've done nothing to me to convince me otherwise.
No, it's not our job to convince you otherwise. It's your job to convince us why our movies are shitty. Okay?
All the movies.
Because that's the unpopular opinion here.
All the movies you guys have brought up in my opinion, have been in the suspense category.
And then, boom, book is closed. His opinion. He said it doesn't count.
Yep.
Boom.
We made it.
We made it.
All right, that was Four Guys, One Film. Thank you for listening in.
Yeah. All right, I just want to know. Because, you know, even though Isaac's a fucking hater, he's probably not going to have an answer for this. But what are your guys's?
You already know my answer. I said it earlier.
Favorite scary films. Whether it's favorite or maybe most memorable or like the first one that made you shit yourself, or piss yourself, whatever.
Yeah, which one? Which one's Cabin in the Woods. I think it was just so different. I already talked about it earlier on the pod. I think it changed my perspective.
But would you say it's scary, though?
I think there was elements of it that did creep me out. I think once it started getting crazy, yeah, like it took me out of the scary and it just more like shocked. Mm. But like, and it wasn't like shock like gore or shock like some crazy like premise or sorry, something like along the gore side. It was about the crazy premise. That's what I liked. And don't get me wrong, there's other like scarier movies like The Conjuring and Annabelle and shit like that. But I think for me, it was just the inventiveness of that movie. Mm-hmm. Like it was just completely different. It was out of left field. Yeah. Nobody expected that.
You know, I was going to say, too, that I saw Cabin in the Woods for the first time with George and another friend of ours.
Funny enough, I hated on that movie so much when we originally watched it. However, my opinion has changed.
But the funny thing is that I didn't want to see it. He wanted to see it because I was like, nah, I don't do scary movies because I was like a little bitch, you know? Yeah. And yeah, at the end of the film, I ended up fucking loving it. I like bought the DVD, the Blu-ray, all that shit. And George was such a fucking hater. He was like, that's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I was so
you were just dogging on that. It was
dude,
bad.
Dog water.
I mean, I think that's how your taste changes when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing too. Because like, I mean, as a kid, as a teenager, I was more like, I want to see the slasher, like all that. And this is shitting on all that. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is not
the
type of movie that I wanted to watch. Yeah. I was expecting something completely different.
I don't even know if we paid for it. Probably not.
No, we probably snuck in because back then we didn't pay for movies
shit.
Ever. But
I still don't. I have a AMC A-list.
No. But now that I rewatch it, I get it. Because it's like there's so many other films that this is shitting on. And like it reinvents it and it does it well. And it makes sense. I think it's good. But back then, I did not appreciate it. I was like,
how long did it take you to come around?
Watching a lot more horror movies and movies in general. And it kind of made me realize, I see what they did there. Yeah. It makes sense.
Because don't get me wrong. You know what I like still about the genre of horror? One thing I will say, Isaac, is I can rewatch like the original Halloween. And yeah, it's like inventing the slasher genre with like when you watch the originals of like Freddy or Jason or Michael Myers. Like, but you still enjoy it. Like, the original Halloween is a really good movie. and it is a definite slasher movie. It's definitely like, yes, like I like probably Isaac and a lot of other people, I'm like, that would never happen to me. I wouldn't commit all of the stupid mistakes that these kids were making. But you have to also imagine, like, if this is a small town where nothing bad ever fucking happens, just like Scream, it's like, fuck. Yeah, of course they're doing stupid shit. They're not paying attention. They're going out past curfew, even though there's a killer on the loose. So it's great. Like, that's what was cool about Scream 2, is even having that character who was literally saying, he's like, oh, whoever loses their virginity, they're going to be the ones who die.
Yeah.
Oh, whoever says, I'll be back soon, they're going to be the ones that die.
And you know what? Scream was kind of genius, because this started off with Drew Barrymore.
It did.
And they fucking killed her immediately. And they're already, the stakes are like up here with that. Yeah. You know? That's just like, that wasn't heard of at the time, I think.
Yeah, and not even having two killers.
Right.
Where you're just like, you're fighting the whole time to figure out who is the killer, and then revealing, oh, there's two of them.
Mm-hmm. I've only ever seen the first one. I haven't seen any of the
other ones. No, me neither. I haven't seen any of the remakes.
We should do a marathon.
We could. Absolutely.
Oh, you know what's another one that's scary? I Know What You Did Last Summer, in the sense where it's like, imagine murdering someone, thinking you get away with it, and then it's just like, hey, I know what you did.
That's what terrifies George. Yeah. A secret coming back to bite
us. Oh my God, that's nothing realer has ever been said.
That's literally his greatest fucking fear.
He just outed himself.
Skeletons in the closet, skeletons, baby. We all got him. You guys, like, just...
George is a skeleton in the closets. Isaac's his taxes. We're little by little figuring it out.
We're getting...
What about you, Alexis? What was your favorite horror movie?
I think to me it's the Ring. That one really creeped me the fuck out, because it kind of goes along with like the, oh, like shit's going down. There's like a demon here, this, or an evil spirit, and then they figure it out, right? And then you think the movie's over, and then it's not, because this ghost is actually an evil fucking ghost, like through and through, and like the dread just doesn't stop, and that shit really stuck with me, and especially when you see the tape. That apparently kills everybody in like 7 days.
That's the last thing that
plays. Because like they play the whole lore, and then it's like, oh shit, I saw it. Am I gonna die in 7 days? You know, I was like younger when I saw it.
Yeah.
And so that really stuck out to me. And even when I saw it a few years ago, I had to see it on my phone just because of like the imagery, dude.
You're so
like
scared.
Like when the ghost like twists people's faces, and when she's like coming out of the TV, just crawling out of the TV, and it's like how do you react to that?
But how do you feel about like that monster versus other monsters? Because like I always make the case of like, well, if Michael Myers isn't running, why the fuck can't people outrun him? Because at least Jason runs, Freddy runs,
right?
You know, but like with the Ring, I've always been like, I could kick that little girl across the head.
But you know what it is, those characters
I've kicked little
those
girls
characters before. Having fun versus this character, like, it's just full hate, you know what I mean? And that's what's scary, because and it's not even like a physical being, it's like a spirit,
right? Yeah. It's the same thing with like, that's the whole thing for me with like religious, like, yeah, demons, exactly. And shit like that, where it's like, yeah, it's they're all hateful, malevolent beings, and it's kind of cheap to be able to say like, there's nothing you can do about it, kind of,
right?
Like, you just have to keep saying the power of Christ compels you, the power of Christ, and like holy water and all this
but
shit.
But those are the kinds of movies that make me scared to look at a mirror,
yeah,
because then I'm like, oh shit, like, what's behind me?
That's just because all the jump scares
keep, yeah, exactly. But it still gets me, you know.
What about you, George? What was your favorite horror movie?
You know what? I think it has to be some of the classics. Like, I really enjoyed... it terrified me. The first Exorcism just fucked me up as a kid.
Yeah.
And then also, like, Paranormal Activity is one that's been stuck with me for the longest fucking time. Because I think it really opened up the whole found footage, you know, genre. And spawned category.
It was actually the Blair Witch Project.
I know, but this was
I think that one reinvigorated.
Yeah, yeah. So it really... Sure. And also for me, you know, watching it back then, I was just kind of like... I kind of felt like... I thought it was real. It's just like, oh, they found this fucking footage. These people actually got murdered. There's fucking ghosts and demonic things going on. Obviously now as older, I'm like, okay, it's kind of silly.
And at the time, you got to think about it too. Like, I think YouTube was probably like around its peak. And so you already kind of have that YouTube culture going around. And then you see something like this where it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you can, like, I would watch so many of those, you know, just montages where it's like ghost caught on tape.
Yeah, I remember
that. And then it's like, you know, the middle of the night, or you're by yourself, you're on your phone or the computer, and you're kind of scaring the fuck out of yourself. And then you're just like, I got to turn it off. Yeah, but...
Throw yourself under the covers.
It literally stuck with me, and it fucked me up when I first watched it, especially back then. Now it's like a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I also, one thing that I don't think we talked about was zombie movies. I think there's so many good zombie movies.
I mean,
yeah, like 28 Days Later, That fucking movie, that was good. they hired professional athletes to play the zombies. And imagine a fucking zombie that's trying to kill you, and he's running full fucking sprint, Usain Bolt. Like, your ass is done, dude. Your ass is grass. Dude,
zombies really scared me, too. Just the
idea. I think zombies used to scare me more, but I feel like as an adult, I'm just such a fucking realistic pessimist bitch that, like, I'm always just like, no.
No, I know it's not real, but it's, like, creepy to even think about. Like, all right, did you guys watch Quarantine? Like, that movie. You're stuck in a hotel and you're quarantined in there. There's motherfuckers trying to eat you. Like, oh, shit.
World War Z was also crazy.
Right, Andres gave me the head nod. He liked Quarantine.
Yeah,
Quarantine
was good. World War Z zombies were insane, too. Like, that scene where they're fucking climbing the wall and getting up to that.
Dawn of the Dead, too.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
You want to talk about a fucking great horror movie, Isaac, that is fucking funny? Shaun of the Dead.
It was just out in theaters again too. I missed it.
Like that's a phenomenal horror movie where it's like, yeah, it doesn't. They reinvented the zombie trope to make it.
Yeah.
You know what's a better movie? Hot Fuzz.
I knew you were gonna say Hot Fuzz because it's the same fuckers. But
what's
it's a great movie.
What's the other one they did? World's End. At World's End. Yeah, World's End was good.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz was fucking sick.
That movie's fucking hilarious.
We should do that one at some point.
What they need to do more with fucking monsters is shit like Cloverfield. And 10 Cloverfield Lane. Like, Cloverfield Paradox was alright. It wasn't as good, obviously. Yeah. But, like, the idea of, like, kaiju movies don't always have to be fucking Godzilla or doesn't have to fucking...
Godzilla!
One more time? He didn't have it in him. Okay. It's okay.
I only had one.
Everybody got
one. Isaac has been just resorted to
noises. He's not even saying anything anymore.
He's like, whatever I can add.
He's so defeated. You know
what? I'm not defeated. I just like, you guys suck. That's what it
is. Yeah, we suck.
The 3 out of 4 people enjoying this conversation.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to start off with George sucks the most.
Look, at least we're not having a fucking bland-ass opinion with nothing to back it, fucker.
I told you. I if you guys don't accept my reason, that's different.
No, his explanations. I hate horror movies. Why? Because
they suck.
I legit gave you a list of 6.
Well, I think the biggest problem is that I think for Isaac, if it has suspense, it's no longer horror movie. Right. And
I'm just like, once he notices it's a different genre, he's like, oh no, it's not a horror movie.
And I genuinely have tried. I've been trying this whole time to think of a movie that has no suspense that is a horror movie. That's not possible. Because how do you build the scare with suspense? Like, you have to have suspense to build the scare.
Like, okay.
And that's what makes it a cheap movie.
You're going to fucking die on this hill, bud. And I hope you know that you're wrong. Like, nobody agrees with you.
That's like saying I hate war movies because they always have guns. Like, war doesn't always have guns.
And that's what makes it a horrible movie.
Exactly. Why can't you guys just respect my opinion?
Yeah.
I respect you guys'
opinion. Fuck your opinion, bro.
Wait, did you just say I respect your opinion when you were just shitting on us?
Hey, I can shit on you, but I respect it. That's two different things.
I guess.
I don't know. It's similar with the whole horror thing.
I don't know, man. You guys just don't see it, and that's fucking crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. But you know what? horror movies are fun. And now, you know, I want to see a good horror movie with you guys.
You know what? In the spirit of Halloween, I hope we release this episode early in October. Yeah. Recommend some horror movies.
We're going to keep trying to watch some more horror movies and see some cool
stuff. The next horror movie we're going to watch, Hocus Pocus 2.
Ooh.
No. With this, with this, we're going to kick off a series of horror films that we are probably going to enjoy, and Isaac is just going
to... I'm just going to shit on him so fucking hard. I'm like,
and that's going to be fun to watch.
That's going to be fun to watch.
Just cut out all of Isaac, the whole thing. Yeah.
This is going to be... It's Isaac's birthday month, but it's also his worst month because he's just horror movies every week.
Isaac gets to be the bad guy, and Isaac likes to play the bad guy sometimes. Yeah. I know he does.
I don't like to. I just need to. That's the crazy part.
See, that's his outlet, is yelling at people and being the bad guy, so he doesn't need the horror movie.
Yeah.
I think Gator is secretly fucking all these horror characters. Like, he's Jason. He's fucking Mike Myers. That's why he hates them. He's just like,
how am I those people?
He doesn't want people to know, dude. Yeah. At night, he just goes, lurks.
And start killing people?
Lurks in the shadows.
He says he loves watching people.
I do. That's one of my favorite pastimes. I like making up stories for them in my head. It's crazy.
See?
I'm not going to lie.
It was fun doing this kind of episode format because it's, you know, we're just finally just discussing a genre versus a specific film. And I think we should do this a little bit more often. But without Isaac, because he has nothing to offer.
When it came to horror, I have nothing.
It's kind of a free-for-all this episode, but I kind of like it. I agree with you, Alexis. Flow. I think that Gator...
So my suggestion, again, rules hard.
Dies on a hill.
Watch, nobody's going to listen.
Watch it be super popular.
But anyways, this was fun. If you guys have any good horror recommendations, send it our way through Letterboxd, through our email, Instagram, TikTok, wherever.
I still have the reward for whoever sends us an email first or a DM. we haven't got that.
But thanks for listening, guys. And remember, it's four guys.
One film.
One film.
Gator, can you...